Israel is in talks with its main ally, the United States, to reduce tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump as part of a global salvo, according to the finance minister. Trump hit friends and foes alike with his sweeping Liberation Day tariffs this week, making his announcement just a day after Israel lifted all of its remaining customs duties on U.S. imports. Trump reserved some of the harshest duties for major trade partners, while goods from Israel, a top beneficiary of U.S. military aid, were hit with a 17% tariff. The Ministry of Finance is maintaining an ongoing dialogue with the U.S. administration with the aim of reducing the scope of the tariffs and reducing their impact on Israeli industry, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich wrote on X on Thursday. Smotrich had met with his U.S. counterpart Scott Bessent in Washington in March. On Tuesday, he announced Israel's lifting of all remaining duties on U.S. imports, affecting the 1% of American goods that were still subject to them. After Trump announced his tariffs, the Israeli executive faced harsh criticism over its lifting of its own duties. Smotrich rushed to remove all tariffs on imports from the U.S. to Israel, and in response received 17% tariffs on imports of goods from Israel to the U.S. Genius, centrist Israeli lawmaker Vladimir Beliak wrote on X. Israel's Manufacturers Association, MAI, said Trump's tariff announcement had taken it completely by surprise. It appears that the imposition of the customs duty is probably related to the U.S. trade deficit with Israel, the body said in a statement. In a separate statement on Thursday, the MAI said the decision posed a major challenge to Israel's economy. It also said it was in contact with U.S. and Israeli authorities in order to guarantee Israel's exemption and/or reduce the taxes imposed. In 2024, the United States had a trade deficit with Israel of some $7 billion, according to data from the U.S. Department of Commerce.